Hello and welcome. I am your friend and women's empowerment coach, Anabel Quintanilla. Bienvenida al podcast de Chillona a Chingona, where I help Latinas evolve from chillonas, crybabies, to chingonas, badasses, using coaching techniques that help you master your thoughts and emotions so that you can create the life you desire. Sí, amiga, aquí aprenderás a usar técnicas de coaching para fortalecer tus pensamientos y tus emociones y así puedas crear la vida que deseas. Comencemos. Let's begin. Hello, I am your friend and women's empowerment coach, Anabel Quintanilla, and today we're going to talk about the difference between motivation, inspiration, and determination. Get ready, you're going to love what you're about to hear. They sound like the same thing, but they are not. And I hear from women and I hear from clients all the time, I wish I had more motivation. Then they say things like, you are such an inspiration to me. And then they say, if I only had the determination, I would get it done. Sound familiar? All of these three things, motivation, inspiration, determination, they come from thoughts. They are emotions. They are physical sensations that we feel that are a product of our thoughts, but not all of them are going to prompt us to take action. Because there, even though there's something energetic brewing inside when we're either motivated or inspired or determined, not everything is going to cause us to take the kind of action that will propel us into the creation of a life that we want. So what's the difference and which is more helpful? We're going to dive deep. And of course, I've got my notes here so that I get everything on point. To start, I'm going to read the definition of motivation, which is the general desire or willingness of someone to do something. General desire or willingness. So this is strictly energy that we're talking about here. Notice that there isn't any process, there's no system in place, there's nothing that's going to take you into some sort of action. Motivation is the wanting to do something, and the lack of motivation is the not wanting to do something. Plain and simple, right? Some people are motivated enough to do exercise on an occasional or regular basis, and other people are not motivated enough. Inspiration is the process of being mentally stimulated to do something or feel something, especially to do something creative. So with motivation, there was no vision, there was no seeing what's possible for them. With inspiration, now we're talking about mental stimulation. Now there's creativity. Here's where the wheels start to spin, right? Because we're talking about what has awoken inside of us. There's imagination, there's ideation. Now we're seeing things and we're wondering, could I do that too? Motivation is, I would like to do that. Inspiration is, can I do that? There's this curiosity that comes with inspiration that wasn't there with motivation. And then there's determination, which is my favorite of all three emotions. There's no wrong emotion, right? If you had to pick and you're most comfortable with motivation, then go with that. If you're like ready for some inspiration, then go with that. If you're a determined person, then go with that. Determination is firmness of purpose. Resoluteness, the process of establishing something exactly by calculation or research. Can you feel the strength? Can you feel the fortitude? Can you feel what is required for your mind and your body to see this through? There's a vision, there's strategizing, there's actualizing. This is where there is commitment. And everything that comes with commitment. What do I mean by that? When you're determined and you have a commitment, let's just say that you start a new relationship and you decide to be committed to this person exclusively, you know that part of this commitment means that you're not going to break up with them the first time that they have a bad mood. They come home, it's been a lousy day at work, and they're not handling it well. And they're sulking. You're like, oh, what happened to my upbeat, positive person who's, you know, always cheerful? What happened to that person? Oh, well, you know, I was committed up until now. But this mood of yours can't handle. You know that when you commit to something, you're determined to see it through. You're committed to see it through. Good times, bad times, sickness, health, you're going to see it through. Rich, poor, you're going to see it through. As long as that desire to be in each other's life is there. The same is true for any other goal that you have. If you start a health goal, you know that there are going to be days when you don't feel well. You don't feel well. And you'll have to make the decision to honor your body by giving it rest, or you'll have to make the decision to honor your body by stretching it a little more and maybe seeing if you can not get an hour workout, but maybe do a 30-minute yoga stretching routine, right? You're still honoring your body. You're still committed to the honoring of your body. So you prepare yourself for these less than favorable moments that come with any commitment. When you're determined, you've thought that through. You know that it isn't all going to be, you know, peaches and cream and roses and chocolates. You know that that's not the case. I need some tea. Anybody else stick their tongue in this little section right here to make sure that the gap is aligned with your mouth so that you don't end up spilling it all over you? Anyhow. When you are determined, there's a roadmap. And you will not stop until you get to where you want to go. And your actions are fueled by determination, by sheer commitment, by power that is fueled by the thoughts in your head. Determination is an emotion. Just like sadness, just like fear, just like love, just like anger. It's an emotion. So is motivation and so is inspiration. The emotion of determination is fueled by thoughts that say, I can, I will, I am, I want this, I deserve this, I get to have this, I will win. Those are the thoughts that you have in your head that are creating this emotion of determination, which are making you go, go, go. So I want you to ask yourself this question, okay? What are you thinking right now? Because if you're thinking, it's not for me, what if it's hard? Maybe next time. Oh, I don't know if I can, then you're going to stay in the inspiration and motivation buckets. You're surely not going to kick into the gears that you need to in order to create that amazing life that you want for yourself. Motivation and inspiration, they're good feeling emotions, right? It's good to have motivation and it's good to have inspiration. They're the cheerleaders, but they're not the ones playing the game. The determined ones are the ones on the field playing the game. Ask yourself, what do you want? Do you want to feel inspired and motivated? Do you want to feel determined and accomplished? Because there's a huge difference in the kind of action that you take. And the next question is, if you want to be determined, if you want to feel determined, what action does a determined woman take? Write it all down. What does she do when she is determined? What do you do when you are determined? I'll tell you what I do. Every day I get up and I repeat to myself, today's the day. Today's the day. I don't even know what the day is for, but I say today's the day. And I come back, I come downstairs to my office and I start my journals. I have a bunch of journals on a little table behind me. And then I set my intention for the day. And then I do my action items and I allow myself to list the three things that I will accomplish today. Not the 50 things that I would like to accomplish today, not the 50 things that I'm hoping that I'm motivated enough or I'm inspired enough, the three things that I am determined to do today, which is why it is 10:12 p.m. on a Wednesday, and I'm in my office recording this podcast vlog that will also become a newsletter and it'll also go on to LinkedIn. Why? Because I am determined to get it done on Wednesday. And the next thing that I will be determined to do is to map out what my week will look like so that I'm not doing this on a Wednesday at 10, now 13 p.m. I am determined to be the co-creator of my success, and I will stop at nothing but. I'm not hoping for this. I'm not inspired to do this. I'm not motivated. I'm not just motivated to do it. I am doing the thing. So ask yourself that. What does an inspired woman do? And what does a determined woman do? What does a determined chingona do? And stop at nothing but that. Do that thing. Do that thing until you get to where you want to go. Stop nowhere else. But there and there. There and there, there and there. I'm hoping, I'm trusting that this has lit a fire in your heart, that this is awakening something within you, and that you do something quite productive with this. Let me know what that is. And if you like what you are hearing, don't forget to check out my members site, members.healthandvida.com. That's in the show notes. And go there. I have got ebooks. I have the Women's Coaching Club. The Women's Coaching Club, you got to be a part of it. Is what, if what you want to do is really take your thoughts and do something so amazing with it. So check me out. I love you. I thank you for listening to watching this. Share me with your friends. Come on, be that guy. Love you. Have a really great day. I'm delirious. I'm so tired. Good Lord. Oh my gosh. If you like what you heard, you have to check out the different programs that are available to help you continue evolving. Visit me at www.healthandvida.com. Visítame en www.healthandvida.com si te gustó lo que escuchaste y deseas saber más de cómo puedes seguir evolucionando. Ahí nos vemos. See you there.